listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topic.
Check out the top.
Don't be the subject.
Don't be the subject.
We keep it poppin'.
Hey, we keep it poppin'.
You can be up next.
You can be up next.
We are more than culture.
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 More than culture. We are more than culture.
More than culture.
Boy, it'd be funny when like older people see me, they say the name wrong.
What they say?
Scrappy.
Ah. You look at a little Scrappy, bro.
All the time, people say Scrappy. That's I knew hilarious. That was you. Then they'll be like, oh, Chop.
Like, wait, at least they old though.
Is it worse though when they got their phone and say the wrong name? Like,
you gotta shoot somebody.
It's okay because you know it's interesting. You'll never know if a nigga shading. You don't know if a nigga's just being genuine, excited, and seeing that's the name that hit their mind. A lot of Scrap, he was on there a lot longer than me. You know, he's been on there a lot longer. You know, it's just, you just never know. Or the motherfucker be like, I know who you is. Lil Jock.
Lil Jock.
Boy, that's so
like, that's me.
Jesus.
You ain't never go by Lil Jock?
That's me.
No,
no, I'm saying me.
No, he's the younger. He's the younger.
When I first came out, though, you know what I used to always get? Young Joe.
Young Joe?
Joe.
Oh, okay.
They don't know it's a C.
They just wrote an E, like
Young Joe.
Young Joe.
Young Joe.
Young Joe's like a guy.
Y'all give it up to Young Joe. Nigga back then, that whole body like this.
Niggas
didn't know my story.
Young Joe is like so this. Funny,
man. So that just happened, though.
No.
Recently?
Joe?
So I'm wearing my Sean. Say Jock on mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh. I'm at the casino, Louisville. And this white guy turns around and say, Joe?
You hit a nigga, I wanna know.
That's hilarious.
And I was like,
oh, you can't read.
Cause I know, no, I knew what it was. He was gonna be like, I thought that was you. You know, he was gonna lie, he wanted to feel hip.
Right.
And he was like, Joe? And I was like, nah.
So he knew you was Jock.
No, he saw everybody.
He
was
trying to read the chain.
Devil's advocate.
And he was trying to.
He knew you, looked at your chain and thought, Joe.
He definitely didn't know. All
right,
me.
For sure.
He was trying to read the chain. He's like 69, 70.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
all right. Red hat.
Joe?
I mean, no, like really. Like real citizens, quartz.
Citizens. Why? Shout out to the citizens wear. Hey, that's the niggas that buy pussy, ladies. You meet an old nigga that wears Citizen's watch, he gonna buy that vagina.
He buys it consistently.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like groceries.
He has a stipend. He got a booty stipend. He got a coochie auto pay on the pussy.
My pussy stipend is so funny.
If I work two overtimes,
I got about two more years before I get myself on one. Boy, I got to get married.
I was about to say, your pension coming.
Convenience gets expensive, Remo.
I know what to do.
God, dog, you might be out here in these streets.
Yeah. That shit difficult.
I'm telling you, man. The closer you get to Christ, the more pussy you buy.
Man.
There we go. Ain't nothing a little tighter than an offer.
Oh, so
Jesus
funny.
On the main line. Tell him how much it is. Hey, so like.
Like we had some good shit. We had easy bake ovens for women to learn how to do their thing. I remember waiting 3 hours from a brownie from the girl I used to like. You know, girls used to cook with light bulbs. That's some jail shit.
And them single ladies in this motherfucker sound fucked up. She got to take off that dress with a wire hanger. Where the real bitch is that guy?
Bitch, if you don't come over here, I'm finna get my wire hanger. Take this goddamn dress off. I am by myself.
Because I normally date girls who are in distress. That's my deal. Girl that's down bad, nigga. Between two jobs and two apartment applications. She don't know where she going.
Black girls, they be falling in love with them Netflix specials about them goddamn serial killers and shit. And they end up with a nigga like that. And they be at the house dancing for their life like the one nigga on that Jeffrey Dahmer special. Y'all remember that shit? That nigga was like, get the camera, Jeffrey. No.
Then they got them fucking personal injury commercials on there. Got niggas thinking they're going to be rich if they get in a motherfucking car accident. Julian L. Sanders got me $4.2 million. If you don't get the fuck out of here.
I ain't rich yet. You'll know when I'm rich. I ain't going to have no shirt on, bitch. Watch. I'm going to be... I'm gonna be a goddamn Ruth Chris with no shirt on. Talking about where the goddamn steaks and shit at, boy. Y'all niggas take it all day back there with the little prime rib.
You know how fucked up you gotta be to get $4.2 million in an auto accident settlement? There ain't gonna be no happy phone call when Julian call you. You ain't even gonna answer the phone. Your personal care representative gonna take that call.
If somebody stole my baby fucking birthday present off my step from Amazon. I hope it was a crackhead. Thought he was finna come up, nigga. He opened that bitch and it'd be a transformer. Ha ha, bitch ass nigga. This nigga got Bumblebee, nigga. You can't get no crack for Bumblebee, bitch.
Morning Coach is the brand. It's the Morning Coach Show. Come on.
I forgot we had a show.
Remo Rod.
Tyler Chronicles.
Ronnie Jordan, man. We have a second time guest, Coach Cousin.
You did.
Really, when we first was doing this thing, he was one of the first celebrities that would pull up and kick it with us and gave us some good stories. And he continued on his journey. But I know this brother from Banneker High School.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? He one of the few rappers that'll tell you he's from the West Side and the South Side, like myself. We got young J-O-C. We got Jock in the house.
Yeah. The nigga Joe.
Joe in this mode. What's up,
Nah, you can't just say I'm one of the first people that came. Like, I'm one of those ones who has been a fan. I'm one of the first fans. I feel like I'm one of y'all first fans. Like, where I really try to catch up on what y'all got going. Like, I would tune in on, you know, on episodes to see, like, really what's going on. Because I know y'all don't miss a beat. It's like a doctor coming up.
Got a hand on the post.
I got your hand on the post. You know what's going on. So, I'm always happy to be in the presence of real ones.
Man, appreciate that, bro. Man. Appreciate you for coming back, man. No,
I mean, I even appreciate y'all shade.
Yeah. But when people know you and they can talk shit about you, it's different.
Exactly.
It's way different.
I just had to throw that because of the joke.
I love it.
The last time you was on here, you spent $250,000.
He had it on
at the Blue Fund.
He had it on and he ain't spend it.
And niggas was drinking Bud Ice.
Niggas loved that in the
comments.
And
they were looking at him.
Niggas in the comments loved that.
Newport.
They said, boy, what kind of jeans Josh had on that had 250,000?
They had on some Jabos.
He had a big ass jeans.
He couldn't get on the submersible, so he got there and
had on some 42, 46.
That nigga application got denied for the submersible. They wouldn't even let me get on the
42 Peco jeans. With the big pockets.
Man.
Niggas said niggas was drinking Ice House beers, and that's how he knew they were about some bullshit.
He said it wasn't no work in the city.
it was fucked up, though, at that time.
But that's a telltale sign, a group of niggas drinking Ice House beers, bro. That's
dude, it got a deuce-deuce.
A deuce-deuce of Ice House, especially
in
back then.
In the club.
Yeah, that show about $2 right then.
They know how to get through the back.
$2,000.
99 cents.
Where the fuck was you at?
You just could get a deuce for a dollar.
I'm talking about in the club.
I'm not in the club.
Oh, that's what I meant. $2 in the
club. Oh, that'd be devil go over $2 in the club.
Buy that in the club.
Nigga bought it. Now walked in with an Ice House. That's a cold
if that is the pussy trash in that club.
Hey, bro, if you watching this show and you were the nigga that walked into the club with a beer, you a cold nigga.
Deuce is an Ice House.
Now, I have been to a spot. I mean, I.
It's not in Atlanta.
I done been to some Chitlin Circuit spots.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm there with OE. No, BYU buying that shit.
You might get a couple Kool-Aid.
What is the craziest show you've done, like, in that era of your career, like either Showcase show or just, like, Chitlin Circuit shit?
I think the one I was talking about, Sandersville, Georgia.
I got a lot of
I didn't hear you talking about.
When you was talking about the beer, Sandersville, I think the shit, like, a few hours away. We riding, I'm like... I think these niggas is finna rob me. I'm like, yo.
You riding with the promoters or something?
Yeah, nah, we in our own shit, but we following them. I'm like, yo.
Where we going?
Why these niggas talking about we finna pull up? But ain't nothing out here, dog. Like,
oh, so they got y'all driving to some promoters.
We on a two-way highway, and I'm like, And then niggas just pull up, and a nigga come out the bush on the side of the highway. I'm like, bro. I grab my partner's side, like, hey, like, this it. The nigga like, come on. I'm like, bro, what we doing, bro? Turn up, like,
corn stalk, like corn, turn through that bitch. I'm like, hold
move
up.
The hedges.
Nigga get right there. He's like, he get right past open that up. Point, then it opened up a little bit. And it's a nigga standing there, like, how many in the car? All right, boom, he's stamping out hands. So I'm like,
nigga got a yard stamp.
Nigga, I'm breathing heavy. I'm like,
it's just for sale.
then the nigga took us on up through there, and then that shit opened up. It was like a big ass, like a barn. I mean, it didn't look like a barn. It looked like somebody had some money.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't a barn. They made it
reclaimed
club.
Wood, like, storage bin.
Nah, tin roof like a motherfucker. So, I mean, this bitch was jumping too. I was like, okay, all right. We ain't get robbed.
Yeah, get robbed. It's a rain. Right.
When I walked in that motherfucker, that bitch definitely had a dirt floor.
What?
Yeah. That's probably that. Dirt floor.
I was like, well, shit.
Nigga, she was fucked up.
Then you know, I'm personable. I'm trying to be like, what's up, bro? What up, my nigga? Hell yeah. What we drinking? What we drinking? I was like, well, shit, we don't got no bottles. I was like, well, shit, what we doing then? Shit, take me to the bar. I'm trying to let it be known, like, nigga, I'm used to this shit. This ain't nothing. But I'm really like, well, what the fuck? So I get to the bar, shit. That motherfucker, like, goddamn, 8-ball.
They drinking old eight English
800. That's top shelf, too.
That motherfucker say bull.
Bull.
No.
Man, like, they on the set of juice.
I'm like, y'all ain't got no Heineken? They're like, Heineken. Yeah, no, nah, nigga goes and shit. Like, got no. Nigga, like, wait, better get one of these motherfuckers. Oh, eating them 8-ball.
Oh, like, he's only got ball, nigga.
So get what I did.
Corn stalk.
Get what I did. Like, I'm like, fuck it, give me an 8-ball.
Fuck it.
Man. I hit that motherfucker. I'm like, ah! Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie though, I hit that motherfucker. I knew I ain't had no business in. I hit that motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
Like
ain't no way. Yeah.
You taste 8-ball for the first time, you be like, this how they got us?
This how they got us.
It's like tasting a Newport.
Like, I see why niggas.
All of us have tried it. We had to go see.
I ain't gonna lie though. That motherfucker for real. If 8-ball cold though, we hot enough outside.
If anything cold,
I just take that motherfucker down like lemonade.
St. Ives might go crazy right now.
Cricket Eye?
Yeah, Cricket Eye.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you think you're sipping Casamigos? What?
At a barbecue with the St. Ives right now?
Might start
got no degrees.
Dake sea walking.
At a barbecue?
Look like some sundresses out? Okay.
St. Ives was like the luxury mall. We gonna kill him. Hey, bro, are you used to getting up early in the morning? Now you be on the radio?
No, still not.
That shit crazy, right? Like, do you have any methods to...
No, some days I wake up and be like... God. Why?
So that's what happened on internet that day. Wow. You didn't want to wake up?
See, I was crying.
And then, it was 3:45. I had to wake up at 4:30 and said, no.
Now I'm going to keep it
on. Who was I with? Whoa. I was with Tip. And opened it up. He said, here you go again. That nigga Tip. Oh, here you go again.
Nigga like that really be like, bro, you really just don't give a fuck.
Right, yeah, now you know you about to do something with that
here
shit.
Here you go, not giving a fuck.
Here you go again.
I think I'm notorious for not
giving bro, you gonna grab that algorithm every once in a while.
But you made it up, you know though. You kind of made it up.
Like every few quarters, you're gonna be like, let me hit it on the fourth quarter.
If you don't,
four quarters.
It's
a quarter, yeah.
It's a quarter thing. And it's not that it's something you try to do. I think what happens is like a pimple. The motherfuckers just be coming. They be like, oh, that's it.
Now they come from pits.
Then this thing know them all. Every that's time. Crazy. And that be an influx of just taking in so much shit that we have going on. And that shit be building up in me. And I be like, that is.
So that day, what was going on? Like, are you okay? Well, first of all, why we joking? Are you okay?
That was your mental health.
Good question.
June is black man.
We don't check on each other. We roast each other before we check on each other.
I don't know. Pride Month probably took it.
Nah,
they
took it right there.
Give me that.
They ain't taking June.
Give me your mental health, man.
That's what Pride Month
think
did.
About me. My mind matters.
It took mental health when you try to meditate, you hear you think about us again. Shut up.
Nah, you know, so interesting though, the craziest part about it, like, because I don't want to change the mood. The mood is always great with y'all, but I know that y'all are mature enough to take it in.
For sure. Pause. Yeah, for sure. We got it.
I just want to make sure you didn't have to correct me. That was actually the day, the day before my mama just gave me the news that her lung cancer had become terminal and it went to her brain.
Sorry,
and that she would be being put on hospice. So, like, even at this moment, I just left the hospital because right now, it's that period in your life where you got to be a grown man, whether you're ready or not. You know what I'm saying? So, even me coming here today, you know, it was like, maybe I shouldn't go today. Maybe I shouldn't pull up on right.
Yeah, and then FaceTime, and I was like, right? You good?
Then he's like, you good? What going on? I'm like, man, I'm good. I'm on my way. But then talked to my mom. She said, hey, you destined to be who you are today. And I don't want anything to stop you from carrying out your wishes just as I've carried out mine. And I was just like, damn. So I'm riding down here like, gangsta as fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's a shirt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's up, dog?
It was really interesting because I didn't want to share that news with nobody. And the funniest part about it, it wasn't a funny moment, but speaking in retrospect of that time, you know, nigga like, bro, who sets up a camera? Puts the filter on a bitch. Who gets the lighting right?
Bro, you had a D'Angelo.
And then,
on
nigga, when you cry, like when you cry, you don't want to just be like, no, wait, this ain't it. This ain't the angle. Like, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because the first one, I really was just, I was really like, I didn't want to be praying. So I just was like, And I was listening to this clip. And I just was like, That was it, right? And then my auntie, she knew what was going on. She texted me. She called me. She said, nephew, you know, you got me in tears right now. She was like, I like what you're doing, you know. Express yourself more. And that was it. She didn't say go cry, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I called.
In my mind, you were like, okay.
No.
I thought you took some shrooms. The shrooms will make you cry.
Somebody else said I was in the bathroom for nothing. So when I set the phone back up, right, I mean, the light was already what it was. Because once I found the light of how to get this particular texture, what I was looking for. When I set it up, I hit record. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, I'm going to just talk about emotions and what I'm going through. And it was just like. And then, you know, when the ugliness takes over, nigga, something about when you just let go, the tears come with it.
And you see yourself looking, you be like,
oh, no, you want to go back and look at one point, I looked, I'm like, oh.
We like a squirrel in Ice Age.
So respectfully, you know, that was that moment. And of course, you know, nigga like, bro, what kind of shit you on, dog? You straight? You know, he's when your homie trying to be comforting, but he too gangster. Nigga, what the fuck?
I think you all straight.
I'm like, bro, chill the fuck out. Then you get your one homie who's like, hey, man, cry more.
Yeah.
Hold on, bro. You know what
I'm saying? Get it out, bro.
But was it cleansing, though?
It was because let me explain something to you. With everything I've been going through, just the last 2 months of my life, you know, watching my mom's health decline at such a rapid fucking pace, dog. Like, it's just like to where you go from not being able to do nothing. You know, it's been moments where I was just like, I wanted to cry. And I felt like I cried so hard that day because, of course, y'all didn't see everything, you know. But I cried so hard that day, man. It was just like God already equipped me for everything to come. And I think that as men, sometimes we have to be in touch with ourselves enough to know that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like right now, if I get a feeling about a nigga, and I'm like, I got no home and moving kind of funny lately, so. Anything come from him, I can't be blindsided by it. I don't want to bust him, but if he do anything out the way, I know where I'm already at with him. So that's how your relationship got to be with God. Like, all right, shit been real interesting lately. So if something come like this, I got to trust God and be like, you know what, it's going to be all right because I already know that. You know what I'm saying? So when the moments come, you be like, do what you were preparing me for. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's what it's been like for me.
I commit. I mean, kudos to you because you got to go into work to report on yourself. Like, how that's is that? We get to cry in the dark. We get nobody see us when we going through our dark shit. So you have to be in the limelight as far as morning show wise. Like, you are trending topics. How do you deal with that?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. That shit is like playing tic tac toe with a nigga in a board lock. Like, can't do that. Got to start over. It's like, how do you report on yourself? So I just find a funny way. I find, I try to show the silver lining in that shit. Yeah. If I do something dumb, and I'm going to be transparent enough to say that it's dumb, then I got to laugh at it the same way you laugh. I got to have the same intensity of like, why would you do that? Because that's the only way I'm really going to get you back on my side of understanding. Like, I know, it's just like me laughing at when I press my hair. Like, I know that shit look crazy. So when I see niggas and they start laughing, I'm laughing hard as them niggas because I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Shit crazy, right? I don't know. Yeah. You gotta be there with it. You know, I mean, let's be for real. You know, it's just what it is. It's just like, you know, it's going to be some fuck shit when you walk through the door. It's like, you know, if your girl already is peak game and you walk through the door, you know she's going to be on the bullshit. So you might as well just go on in there and match your energy. I know. My shit already packed. You packed me up already.
I already know.
I'm
already gone.
Maybe in my hat. Go ahead. I'm going to take this little ward out, my little sit pack left in the butt. You just got to know. You got to match your own energy.
Do your kids check on you when stuff like that happens?
Oh, nigga, it'd be weird.
How is it? Because you know you're the strongest one, I'm sure.
Cause they be trying to prove. They be trying to prove they strong because they don't see me be so strong. You know, young niggas hit you with this. Nigga might
John's doing like, impression of his oldest son sitting right there. In his face.
And doing exactly what he's talking about right now.
That nigga look like, it look like a, you straight my wife.
Nigga be like,
you straight my wife?
So nigga already know, I'm going to be on selection shit. So nigga be like, I really don't want to hear this nigga go with the phone. Yeah, we know. But I got to let him know I'm checking on.
Yeah.
Shit, pops. Straight. So in the moment I need clarity and camaraderie from a nigga that we can talk to and have an exchange to get a better understanding. I'm trying to tell a nigga I'm straight, but I gotta explain to him like, yeah, the shit fucked up the son, let me explain to you. So when you have a day, so I end up matching the young nigga and just like, shit, you know, really. Going through some shit, you know?
She be going on in this
shit, crazy.
She really crazy. You gonna see one day?
Nah, but then the kids are trying to act like they cool, like they don't know, like they looking at me like I know, but I'm gonna act like I don't.
Right.
Cause I don't want you to think I'm with them. Mm. I'm with you, pops. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that shit be fun.
But it's good to see your dad vulnerable like that. I saw my dad cry, and I was like, he's still a killing nigga. Like, you know, you know.
Like, I feel like it's good to see your dad.
Eyes have it.
Like that part. Mean, see him cry, see him laugh, see him high five.
Just see him.
See him.
Breathe.
Just know, like, so you the nigga, you the one with the nuts I came from.
Right, for real, bro.
You that nigga.
Appreciate the height, I guess. Yeah. My mama short as hell. Like without him, I'd probably be little.
I remember the first weird mama I had with my dad though. Like it was like some, like, you know, you have just chilling. It's like, shit, we having this moment. Like this is the moment. I never even knew this now? Moment. I didn't even know this moment would happen. Nigga was like, yeah, man, I went and got my shit pierced.
I'm sorry.
What? Big part.
Oh man, I don't even know.
That's a moment.
Yeah.
I that one. He waited for the streets. He waited for the roar of the world to calm down.
But he's talking shit. We talking. He talking shit. I'm grown.
Right.
I'm almost grown. I mean, I'm nigga 18. So he's just talking shit. No, we just riding. It's just quiet in the car. We talking shit. He like, yeah. No, he just talking shit. He like, we quiet. You know, he just break the ice. Mm. That's why I come off. This is where I get it from.
Wow.
I just come out and say some left field shit that I know gonna have you like, what? So now it's so left that it just opens up
all that shit.
And we just talk about whatever.
Right.
Say like, yeah, man, I went and got my shit pierced.
So he had about this composition book to write raps in. He's like, nigga, if you gonna be a rapper, nigga, rap, write that shit down. You know, right. I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting over there, right? He's like, man, you know I'm gonna got my shit pierced.
He got it like, yes, yo.
Yeah, so I go back to writing. Like, I like it. He's like, so you just sew in that book. You don't hear what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't trying to hear what you're saying. So now that started to laugh. I'm like, what you mean? So he's like, yeah, man, I'm gonna got my shit pierced, man. Boy, that shit bye.
That shit bye.
What?
Exactly. I'm like, dad, I don't want to have to come. He's like, nigga, what you mean, nigga? I changed your diaper, nigga. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. He was like, man, nigga, you, nigga. Came from these nuts. Then when I looked over there, I was like, I really did. Like, this is like one of the moments, like, nigga.
You're right. You're like, not wrong.
Have you had that? You came from these nuts talk?
Nah, I ain't
never had it. My dad said that often.
See, that's okay. It's an interesting thing because you really look at it like.
No, my dad will pop up naked, like, guess what?
Oh my God.
No!
Guess what? Therapy.
Guess what?
Right. Yeah. You want that type of daddy?
That nigga say y'all niggas in my house.
That nigga say y'all niggas in my house. I don't give a fuck. Like, when like, we come home early, shit,
bitch.
I'm like,
we're
closing your house, daddy. Wow. Never had no clothes.
Never had.
With a ponytail.
I guess,
man.
I didn't miss out on
something. Long hair. That shit.
You got a fucking.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, bro. Put your glizzy away, son. I got company.
Nigga in the house with Steven Seagal.
Yeah, exactly. Black Steven Seagal. Congressman, break your elbow.
Culinary
Steven
Seagal. Yeah, Steven Seagal who can cook. Who the fuck been in my paprika?
Oh, man.
Naked.
Smoked paprika. Naked. That's
naked.
The one.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. So, listen, have you talked to T-Pain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had talked to him.
That shit was such a crazy back and forth.
No, the funny thing is,
what was it back and forth?
Was it true or not?
About the
that moment in the Dallas Hotel, the Athenaeum, that's what it was called. See,
you don't remember that shit, right? No, I'm like, I need a refresher on the backstory.
Well, I was talking about the shit with Lil Flip, and that shit happened. See, I've come to realize, man.
Oh, you said T-Pain was kind of weird, awkward.
He really wasn't even awkward.
He's like,
he
put her there.
But okay,
that literally sounds like T-Pain.
But see, because I acted it out and I said it, it made him sound more like it made it sound more corny. Like if you ever been around T-Pain, the nigga is shake the fuck up.
Oh yeah,
so it's not a I'm corny. It's a I don't give a fuck if I'm corny to you, bitch. I'm rich corny. You kind of get what I'm saying? I don't wanna put on to be like everybody else. I'm gonna just be me and like that's
world.
You know, like he'll see some shit. Well, you might be like, what the fuck you talking to? But he might be like, oh yeah, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Why you sound like that nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're mad. I don't know. This guy's mad. Oh, like he'll do that to fuck with you. He'll troll you, but he'll troll you with that particular character.
Shout out, right. Like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. So it was just funny because you know you sit back and be like, damn, like because you know I started to be like, well, damn, this nigga said it didn't happen. I'm like. Was I really that? Was I in the Matrix?
They've been through so much.
I'm like,
we got you.
But then I thought about it. Sometimes when you sit back and realize, man, niggas be, and I'm not rehashing this to reshade nobody or to shade nobody.
Well, that movie about anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, nigga could be on whatever.
Oh, it's fun time.
Drunk.
Oh yeah.
That was the beginning of y'all's fun time.
Oh, yeah. Big bang.
I was doing like, fun time.
Yeah.
We really went back to that bar at the Athenaeum in Dallas, and I got everybody fucked up, like really. And that's you know. So when I saw Payne in the airport, he was like, ah. So when I saw the nigga, right, I was like, what's his interaction gonna be? I was like, Pain. He was like, ah, this nigga. I'm like, nah, what's up, man? Like, so instantly it was just like, before me and him could even really get into our talk, it's people around him that I know, and everyone is greeting me. Oh, what's up? Hey, so it's, you know, it's like, hey, what's up, big man? What's good? He like, what's up, buddy? I'm like, all right, so Pain. He like, no. It didn't happen. I'm like, Payne. He like, Jock, what are you talking about? Why would I say that? I was like, I don't know. That's what made the shit interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a different respect and love for T-Pain. Well, you know, sometimes we don't ever get a chance to you don't want to use the word confess because then that shit sounds like you coming out of the closet type shit. But
you don't need flowers.
Yeah, but you give. But it's a confession. If you've never said it before and people are not aware of that, it's a confession. Mm-hmm. So you confess how you feel about people when it's not prevalent. I know this is how you feel about it. You don't know. Right. It's a confession. And the type of love I had for this guy because pain didn't do like a lot of niggas would do you. When we did buy you a drink, that nigga was like, yo, you need this look? I need the look. This nigga would have me wherever. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm flying in. And the nigga shoot me. I don't never have to ask him to pay me. The nigga like, yo, I want you to come in and do buy your drink with me. Like, I'm on this tour. I'm on this. So I would do it. So I always had a different love for the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like a respect, an admiration. It'd be like he really appreciated what I did with him. Not for him, what I did with him.
Right.
So as a man, you know, me being raised with the father, and he... My father taught me.
Both of
the whole side of the table.
This way. He leads to the whole side.
Because he understands certain sentiments.
Yeah.
Right, well, he may not have been raised with a father, but somebody in his life or certain things taught him this very thing that my father taught me. So it don't mean he may have went without a father, but he still got certain valuable life lessons, is what I'm saying. So my father told me, you know, when somebody show you their truth and who they are, nigga, you stand on that with them. You support them in whatever they do when they support you. And so I was like, you know, it was a certain type of love I had for bro. And still do. Like this nigga, like, really, like, just imagine a nigga come tell you some shit like, bro, like, I really would appreciate, man, if you helped me do this because this go this way, man. I'm going to tell you, bro, I'm going to do some shit niggas ain't never seen. You know how many niggas tell you that?
Right.
Everybody. And then when a nigga, but then that one nigga who, when he looking in your eyes and you like, in my heart of hearts, I believe this nigga gonna take off.
So y'all knew that was gone immediately.
Fuck that. I'm talking about when he said, this is just the beginning. And that, because he did a record for Boys in the Hood, too.
Oh,
and
shit.
Block was like, no, y'all gangsters. Y'all ain't doing this shit. I'm like, Block, yo, please. I was like, listen, bro. This shit will put the label all the way back on the map. Like, yeah. Let these niggas do this gangster rap. Nah, we doing this other song, Felonies. I was like,
Felonies.
That was on brand.
That's so funny.
That's part of your stand-up.
And as a man, you step back like, because I could be wrong. You ever had that moment where you feel it in your heart, this man feel it in his heart too.
Yeah.
And it's like, what if both of y'all are right? It's just about the timing of the process, the exchange. So I'm like, and I was like, man, Block, man, this nigga got something special because he didn't fuck with buy you a drink. So I'm like, please, Block, because at this point I'm looking up the Block like, bro, like, big bro, like, this shit finna make you a lot of money. And he like, listen, I feel you. I like the song, but these niggas got an image they got over. These niggas ain't staying with that soft shit. I said, Block, you gonna fuck around and let one of these gangster niggas do the same shit, the same fucking sound. They're gonna be out of here.
Take off.
The nigga didn't do the record. They didn't release the record. They released the Felonies record, I think. Whatever the one it was. It was gangsta. It was gangsta as fuck. I mean,
yeah.
But I knew that motherfucker wasn't gonna get on Apple because it was too gangster.
Right. Everybody died.
And Flies. And Flies came with Shawty. And it's damn near the same record.
Sure.
The record they got, I promise you, Plies could have did the record they had, and he still would have had the same love that he got for Shawty. So when it happened, I was just like,
oh, that was a one, too.
You know how you want to be like, I told you. So instead of you saying, I told you, just bite your nails.
No, you got to go look him in the face when the song come on.
You know this was out.
Right. You like, get out my face before I catch up.
So you know, and let me say that I don't want niggas to feel like every time I get on the podcast I bash Block.
But it's about that either.
Yeah, but it's a part of my fucking story. Yeah. It's a part of the fabric of my timeline.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The one man show got to have feeling.
There you go. The light go dark, nigga.
Man, so speaking like, of is there any song that you regret passing on, or maybe you got on and didn't make it on?
Okay, it was. I never had a record that I, because that almost happened with that, with Buy You a Drink. You know, I've told the story many times. Basically, I did a verse, like, yeah, that's it. And them niggas was like, that ain't it. I was like, I was offended a little. I was like, what you mean that ain't it? They was like, yeah, you rapping. Right, who wants you to dumb it down? And I was like, nah, nigga, I can rap. I want these niggas not to rap. Right. And it's like, nah, fuck the niggas. It's about the women. And I was like, want them bitches to talk to rap too.
Right.
And they was like,
they like rap.
They was like, they like metaphors. They was like, nah.
He said, like, they like metaphors. That would have made me tell you no too.
Yeah.
I don't need no metaphor, bitch. I might have been on your side for a second. You said nothing. Nah. Nah.
Not like
metaphors. But I'm going to tell you what was funny though. Again, this nigga blocked. This nigga like, ain't nobody come to my studio, nigga. Family. I'm like, I can fuck with that. That's cool. But then the nigga don't want me to go to no other studios either. I'm like, hold on, bro. Hold on, time out. I'm like, I'm not, nigga. This, I'm not an orphan, nigga.
Right.
Yeah, you're not Suge. Like, nigga, what's going on? Like, nigga, I'm going to go out and record what I want to record, right? So, nigga, Monte caught me. And they wanted me to do a verse on, was it Walk It Out?
Oh, DJ Monte. Shout out to DJ Monte.
DJ Monte.
Yeah.
So I was like, in my mind, I was like, yo, keep building Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Block was like, no, these niggas got a goddamn, no.
Y'all going to walk
it. And I'm like,
Walk It Out was already going, wasn't it?
Nigga, it was just starting. I'm like, I think this is going to be big, Block. Nigga, you want to walk it out?
Come on, show up, Jack.
Hey, nigga, it's so funny how they try to talk you out of shit. Yeah. Nigga, try to make you agree with him on some shit. Like,
see,
but nah,
no, see, Playboy, see, Playboy, you ain't, you special, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got Eastside Shepherd Rider, you got Puff Bird, you know what I'm saying? Atlantic, the whole.
That's real.
And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the nigga like,
piece of heart.
I get it. I'm like, but what's it gonna hurt? This is moving. He like, you know.
So how you feel about the Sherry Dennis record?
That was cool because that was Puff. That was still considered family. That was considered family, and that's when that shit taught me a lot too. Because that taught me a lot about Puff doing that record. Because Puff didn't really know, like, how it was going to come any kind of way.
Right.
So he always come, just like I fucked around and signed you, but I don't really know what you going to do next type nigga. You like, okay. You know, like, y'all niggas, y'all know me, but you don't know how the fuck I'm going to come in here. You don't know if my hair going to be crazy. You don't know what
it was gonna be fun.
You see what I'm saying? So he didn't know. So I'll never forget, Puff came and there was his clothes on and she's like, yeah, I'm going to be goddamn fresh. You know, this. So I'm in the video. And I was looking at Puff. I was like, shit hard. He's like, well, what you got, Joe? Let me see what you got, Playboy. And he saw my layout. That nigga was like, yo, nah, this nigga too fresh. Like, I want this right here. I'm like, whoa, wait. But then he was like, you know, I was like, you know what? We're going to coordinate. So if you go back and look at Sherry Dennis' video, we both got on this fucking seafoam green minty color. And I think I had the Billionaire Boys Club jacket on with the mint sleeves or some shit. And he had like, so we kind of coordinated because he was like, I like that. Then for the BET Hip Hop Awards, right? You know, when I first come to the world, like, nigga like, yo, what we doing? We done did these rehearsals and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we
done hey, bro, what's the thing in rehearsal like, bro? What's
that?
What's the thing in rehearsal?
Like, what? Because you can see things directly or indirectly, right?
Yeah.
It's like right now, it's somebody that would love to be in either one of these seats at this moment as you, right? And it's somebody who can't wait to be in the seat. And it's somebody who's just watching it happen. And that is a dream that they want to fulfill. So for me being a nigga like, watching Making the Band or just watching this nigga Diddy all these years, I was the nigga like, okay, he this kind of nigga. Oh, so if you say something like this, he going to reply, okay. You know, I study niggas. People don't know. I was studying. I can impersonate, maybe not you as much, but I can impersonate these two niggas right now. I can talk like this.
I swear. Want to hear it?
No, I got to do it when you ain't not expecting it. So you be like, yo, if I do it now, you're going to try to pick it apart. So I watched Diddy forever, like, that nigga for real about his crap. Like, this is why this nigga rich. Because I'm around niggas who kind of getting money, but them niggas ain't as dedicated and as focused like that. So when we was in that motherfucker and L'Oreal Gibson and I'm in there with these dancers, like, nigga, I got 40 dancers, nigga. I'm like,
that's a lot.
I'm like, nigga, I'm gonna be on the BET Award, nigga. I'm out in LA somewhere, and like, in like off the grid somewhere in a warehouse. You would never know that, nigga. Puff Daddy in this motherfucker, right, with a white beater sipping Fiji water, showing me how to do the moves and shit. Like, you never gonna imagine that. So take, I'm sitting that, here, I'm living in the moment that I always wanted to be in. Like, nigga, I'm right here with Diddy. Fuck what these niggas talk about, right?
Right.
But then I'm also like, this is what it feel like. Mm. So this is what on your way to being successful feel like. You know, it's like taking a Lyft ride. You're on the way there. You get to see the way. Okay, I got 15 minutes. Okay, that's what we're going to see. That landmark. We're going to pass that. That's Morehouse right there. So you go on. So then, like, yeah. So what you wearing and shit? And nigga, something off. And like, yo, nah, nigga. Who's styling this nigga? Nah. Again.
So, ready when you came.
So again, he got his own stylist and people. He did it. I think I was going to be fresh. But you don't know who I am yet. You don't know my image yet. So you don't know how I'm coming. You just like, young Jack, niggas know this right now. But you don't know really, you know, big T-shirts, baggy jeans, Jordans.
Right.
That's all you know right now. It's just cookie cutter. Okay, that's the nigga that we got to mold a rap kit. Just getting on rap kit. And nigga saw my shit. Nigga saw my shit. That nigga was like, yeah, nah, Playboy, we got to. So if you go back and look at it, we got on the same kind of jacket type shit. And, you know, because we end up using the same stylist again. So what that let me know is, okay, it's okay to say I may not have the answers. Mm. And sometimes I got to look to the younger generation, the youth, or what I'm investing my money
in.
How
did it stay relevant? Yeah, for sure.
We could say that. Right, we know that. But when you're witnessing this type of magic, it ain't even magic, but it's so magical because you nigga keep doing it over and over. Like, why nobody else doing it? Mm-hmm. If it's so easy, we could call it out. Why nobody else just doing it? No, that's really so, you know,
jack your sauce in front of you.
No, it ain't even just jacking your sauce. It's understanding, like, if I'm really going to link up with you, it's just like right now, nigga come here, we ain't never said the word twin. This new nigga come here. What up, twin? Like, oh, shit, bro. We don't really look alike, but shit. All right? Because it's a sense of camaraderie. It's a brotherhood. Yeah. So now everybody's saying, what up, twin?
Yeah.
And then you my mans. You never heard me say twin. Now you like, what? You mean, since when did he start saying twin?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I said enough. I'm like, you know, twin on his way. You know, I fuck with the nigga. So now you talking to home. You like, twin on him. Like, who is twin? You know that's what this. You know that's what we say. Then he like, we don't say that. He like, we don't say that. But you know, bro, say it's twin. Kind of and they said
he was too cool when he first said.
Now we all saying twin. What's up, twin?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of hard, nigga.
Damn.
It's kind of hard.
Especially when you see a nigga say it to a broad or something. He put a little sausage. Shit, what's up, twin? She like, what's up, twin? You like, oh, that shit works.
It working.
I can say that shit. That's how the sauce really spreads.
Yeah.
It's called germination. Pollination, germination. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit.
But, you know.
Hey, bro, how did you prepare for your scene to push Ronnie?
You know? I mean, push-up did you do
first? It wasn't about that story to tell. On BT Plus right now.
Man, shot.
Yeah, how long did you
hit him with a football show.
Jock got to get low.
Yeah. That nigga did a shovel push.
I was like, nigga wasn't that angry. He took a minute to push him.
What's so crazy is imagine you being directed. Right?
You gotta throw that scene up too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
now Nick got his phone. He be
you know, you're under the guidance of some direction, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, all right, so how you gonna do this? But right now, all right, so this is what you gotta do. You know, I want you upset with him. But you need it so bad that you're not just that mad right off. Like, he's got to agitate you. So I'm looking at running like, as long as you agitate me, big boy, I'm going to get mad at you. Mm-hmm. So we go on to the first take. The nigga won't agitate me. The nigga's like, well, yeah. Nigga like, what you gonna do?
That was his agitation.
Nah, yeah, it was just this. We all had. Yeah. So we trying to find this space to be actors. Yeah. But this my partner, and I'm saying like, man, come on, man, get with the dope, man. Yeah. And the nigga looking at me like, well, I mean, I can't get it to you like that.
He being nice.
What you gonna do? So we being nice to each other.
I said twin. So I'm like,
I'm on twin.
So look, I done got out of folded my arms. I'm like, so, I mean, they like, unfold your arms. I'm like, huh? They're like, unfold your arms. So where the dope at? Like, I need the pills. So nigga, we like, hold on, cut. So we pulled him to tell. He's like, look. Life or death depends on this. What are you gonna do? I look over there running over there like, he just looking off like. I'm like, oh, I got a swing on me. Like,
right. Show me.
That's like I put my hands on this nigga. All right. Man, when I grabbed him, my partner, when I grabbed him, the nigga was shocked. He's like, oh. It was like, oh, ooh, ooh. It was like, oh, ooh, ooh. Hold on. And when I grabbed him, he looked at me. And when he looked at me, I knew it shot because both his eyes looked, both my eyes in the eyes.
The same eyes.
The nigga had a lineman.
He had
a lineman.
Man.
And
they got my eyes on the train.
And when I seen it, I said, oh, shit. He scared me. Because I scared him. He scared me back. Ooh. And we did it.
Oh,
and then I was like, okay. I said, like, okay. He was like, Yeah, they're like that. So now like they like your cousin who been wanting to play football, but he don't really want to play football, but he want to be involved.
And
he done got it. He done got his first tackle. He like, tackle me again, cuz. Like,
you right.
So now I got the green light to really tackle him. But it was fun because
that shit was so funny. You tell it was fun because that shit was a funny was but fun. Serious still serious.
But it was like we had been working all day, man. So
yeah. Now so, y'all, hey, not for nothing, y'all killed that entire shit. Right? Like that was that your first kind of. I mean, I know it was funny part, but it had like a lot of dramatic moments in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like in terms of it being kind of a horror thriller, but
yeah, no, it's dark comedy, dark horror.
But it had some dramatic moments in it. Was that your first time like doing that type of acting?
No.
Oh, word.
I did a lot of plays, man. Like, people don't know. You know, I think the most, what's interesting now about the culture and how we do shit, we have so many platforms to share information now. This is like, we've been knowing each other forever. Like, nobody ever saw the skit, the movie shit me and you shot.
And you know who fought it is.
Oh, I seen it.
Oh, you seen it? You seen it?
Nah, he had tried to get me to.
But I recently.
Then you want to bring this shit up. And then you want to bring this shit up.
He brought it up every time I see this shit up. I would see this nigga all cascaded at the gas station.
We got a trailer. We got a cool ass trailer.
See, so now watch this.
You never seen a trailer?
So watch this. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's so much shit we never know.
Man, we went on a Tubi deal. Come on.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, boy.
So we over here. We filmed this this whole scene. And this nigga is like the mad ad-libber.
That shit's so stupid.
Because if anybody ever do music, you know how it go. When you're in, like, if you're in a session, like everybody in the room, right? If you're in a session. And niggas vibing, and you some niggas, and niggas might just try to throw a line out there for you. But a nigga who not trying to get involved, that shit is actually like, yo, I got it, bro. But a nigga keep throwing bars out, you like, bro, you trying to get some publishing? Like, hold up. But this nigga was brought in to help me with ad-lib. I'm like, I can rap, but I can't do ad-lib.
We had to bring him in.
This nigga come in like a professor. They introduced me to the nigga. I'm like, all right. So we get to rapping, I'm rapping and shit, that nigga like, I'm like, oh, the nigga fucking with the salt, that nigga just say some crazy ass shit. So, here's a moment in my life where this nigga looking really successful, like nigga pulling up, nigga icy. Like, you never know, like, we had this type of interaction in our history, you know what I'm saying? like that. That's one of those moments. And when people see it, if y'all ever show it,
now we gotta.
But
we
that's
got to put
but
two
that,
clips on this episode.
But that's now. That that'd be the best part about having platforms now. And people being able to shit
the
these moments.
The Bookman Tyler era was an era. The Bookman Tyler era, he was a dog out here. He was a journeyman out here, goddamn hustling, but that nigga out here getting
Vern Fleming.
That's just like, this nigga. This nigga, first time this nigga roasted me, I was ready. Ooh, you know what they say, stay ready, you got to get ready? Mm-hmm. I made that nigga eat all his words.
Okay.
Talk your shit. Nobody, this is a writer, tell this story.
Talk your shit.
What you doing when I was hosting that showcase? Oh, yeah.
For 20 grand?
It was at a club called 20 grand across from, was that 20 grand? Where was it we at? Uptown.
Twin Jaguar.
Shout out to Twin.
Like a strip club.
That's the club Nard had with the two twins from Chicago. Oh. They all they dirt people. Dirt uncle or some shit like that.
I heard about
some peace.
Yeah. Niggas had a club for free. Open bar.
Monday night. Free comedy show. Open bar. I'm a young nigga coming down.
What? That sounds crazy.
So
that's amazing.
They don't even know that. I'm one of their biggest promoters. Exactly.
That part.
Exactly.
That part.
No.
Open bar. And the bar.
All these niggas had twins.
Street, Street.
On a Monday.
These niggas had twin Rolls Royces.
Twin Bentleys.
What's
twin
Bentleys?
Twin, man.
Was it like eight balls? What
young niggas used to ride through the AUC.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what was happening. They were all the college students was coming out for this free liquor, free comedy show. And I never forget, I told my niggas, I was like, yo, I got the best kept secret in the city. They're like, yo, this is my New York niggas, though. They were the radical. It's like, all right, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get some more of our homies. We're going to pull up. These niggas want to be like, really, like DMX on belly. Like, yo, say no more. I'm pulling up.
Say no more.
Keish, I don't know no fucking PR. We want to be.
Hey, yo, Keish.
But I was just an Atlanta nigga. Just could fuck with anybody. Sure. So, we pull up one night, there's like, I thought you said this shit's gonna be like lit. I said, trust me, it's early, bro. I done hit it, I done been there 7 times, and I'm like, this shit, I know the vibration.
After the show?
The algorithm.
I know the Al's. Check gang. So the nigga, I say, hey, bro, you twin, right? What's wrong? So he's like, yeah. I'm like, I can't tell y'all apart, but look, I got a deal. This before the chick pop out, before the coming show. He's like, what's up? I was like, since y'all giving away alcohol for free, right? Y'all got bottles back there, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, y'all got my way? He's like, yeah. I was like, sell me a few of the bottles at cost. He was like, what? I said, sell me a few of the bottles at cost. So you got money tied up in them, right? You're not selling the bottles. You're giving away free liquor. You can take this money that you already got tied up in cost, and you can just buy more free liquor to give away later. It don't make sense. Talk to my brother about it. He's the one that.
I don't like that word cost. Right. So, I don't feel it was used right.
So he goes.
That shit mean equal?
That's
what that means.
So I thought like, cost me how much it was.
So he going to get his brother.
How much it cost.
He going to get his brother. The brother come back. He like, so what you was talking about? So he coming back on some gangster shit. Like, nigga, who you the feds? Nigga, like, what you talking about? And I was like, all right. Giving away free liquor, right? Like. I'm like, all right.
Baby,
I said, but.
Niggas on the fly.
I say, but if I buy these bottles. I'm like, it was no fly. I'm like, if I buy these bottles from you, my nigga, at your cost, you're going to have money to buy more free liquor, right? But you may start these niggas in here to buy bottles. Like, you could give away your free liquor, but you could sell bottles. Nigga was like, all right, so $75 a bottle? I was like, I know the motherfucker's like 50. He was like, take the deal or leave it. I was like, I need 65. He was like, run how many? I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
I was like, that shit worked.
Hold on, I don't even know how much money I got. Hold on.
Right now.
So I go to the huddle. I'm like, how many bottles y'all want? Each
taking
one,
a cup first?
I like, each one of us want a bottle? I'm like, all right, sit one to the bottle. I'm like, you want six. I'm sorry, we're doing the dope deal. Right. Like, got you coming up. I'm like, baby. So we sitting there and shit. So I'm an Atlanta nigga. I'm in polo. These niggas in Gore-Tex. These niggas in town, South Pole.
They didn't want malt liquor?
Boy, what?
So I know this nigga from school.
Jungle.
So I'm like,
Nature and jungle.
Yeah. So I'm sitting at the table. This nigga Runny go.
This open mic Runny, by the way.
Before, like, that's Runny. But to me, though, still, like, nigga, that's Runny. This nigga funny. So, the niggas like, yeah, man, I want to say shout out to everybody in this motherfucker. Shout out to these niggas in the front. I was like. Right? So, he niggas was like. Boy. So, no bottles yet. So, niggas like, we clapping. Like, yeah. He's like, these niggas look like they're on their way to Harlem Shake Off. So then this big nigga do the dance. So the show done started. We don't even know. He done started. I'm like, this nigga's really funny. I've been watching this nigga every month. I'm like, oh, he's coming. He's coming. He just started going in. So I'm like,
this Harlem Shake was 0106 in Park.
That nigga said, this nigga got on a do-rag and a bandana and a headband. Nigga just started. You know how he'll get real. So then, so I look back. I see the bottle girl coming. I'm like, what the nigga gonna say about this shit?
Right.
Fuck you talking about me, right? That's my posture in my mind. Right. But I'm still really getting roasted. I'm sitting like, shoulders came down like that. Nigga just gonna do it like that. She come with one bottle. And these niggas, table full of niggas. These niggas got one bottle of motherfucking champagne. Y'all niggas go home now. It was nice knowing you niggas. You and your bottle go home, nigga. Nah, I'm sitting like, damn, bitches. I like used to bought all the bottles at one time. So she popped the bottle, she poured champagne. So he like, how you see a table full of niggas sharing one bottle of champagne? So as he pouring the bottle, niggas like, man, fuck that. Niggas is leaving like, Jock, you set us up. So niggas is looking at me like they gonna give me a $1.50 type shit. So she pouring the champagne, this thing, you know, you see the other bitches pull up, the other five bottles. That nigga like, oh shit. Hold on, my bad. I don't mean to. I'm fucking up. These niggas some ballers. Oh, shit. I apologize. Man. So then I was like, yeah. Then the niggas looking at me like, they looking at me like this. Then they were like, shit working.
Yeah.
So they had that nigga glass. I said, baby, pour that nigga some
Come on, man.
Now sitting there like this. Holding nigga. Yeah, I'm like this. So now we like this.
So the end of the show, it was because we got six bottles on the table.
Right. We sit that nigga Monday. A bottle on a Monday. Everybody, so then the end of the show,
cup full of bullshit.
Yeah, well, looking. Well. So rest in peace to Noah.
And to my defense, the whole club was like drug dealer prom.
So you didn't know who Jock was. You couldn't see him.
He knew who I was, but I didn't know.
I've seen him before.
No, I'm saying the fact that he's saying these niggas made me feel like he might not have seen you.
No. All of them looked the same to me. When I'm on stage,
that's what I'm asking. He may have knew you, but he might not have.
I didn't see.
It didn't matter.
I just seen a couple jerseys started roasting.
Right. We looked back.
I see the shadow of the do-rags, and I'm finna go in on these niggas. I can't see, but I'm finna tet ass.
Then I can see good. So this is why I wore glasses.
You talking about these niggas? Like, no,
I can see. I was looking at the whole fit. I'm like, yo.
So that's what I, okay, that's what
I was. Yeah, it was just niggas that went to school together.
And then the thing, the club was like, it was a hard room to do because it was free liquor. It was free liquor, and nobody gave a fuck about the comedians.
Nah, for sure. That was set up for them.
Yeah, it was like...
Y'all didn't even have kids then.
Okay. Yeah. That was a long time
ago. Like 25 years ago.
It's like 02, nigga.
They got
4
year old right behind the camera. Shit. I had kids. That was a long time ago.
I might have had...
Nigga, Jack got a 40-year-old. I don't know. Jack bought a security one. When I pulled up, I see...
That's the nigga's son. The nigga with the beard. That's the nigga's son.
Uncle son, goddamn. Uncle son.
Him and his son 3 years apart.
That nigga grandson.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of, man. Hey, shout out to Shawty, man. Got married.
Shout out to Shawty, the OG.
2019.
Yeah.
Hot that
bro.
And that love.
Shawty changed his whole life, man.
He sure did.
We got on that
radio. 5 times.
Well, we got on that radio. I'm telling you something interesting.
Nah, he liked to change like 5 times.
Once we got on radio, shit changed a lot.
He was locking in, wasn't he?
Yeah, because we started really seeing like, yo, we ain't, as much money as I was making, I didn't have no structure.
Missing money.
I was not just missing money. It was just like,